You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
The pitch is swung on and missed with a slider. He followed 99 with 88. Chapman strikes him out. 98. Got a little piece of it. Two outs. A 2-2. And swung on and missed. Goodbye to the Rays. The Red Sox have swept them. They've won 10 in a row.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
It is the All-Star break here on WEEI Afternoons, and that was the final call from the 10th win in a row for your Boston Red Sox, our Boston Red Sox. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens here, the voices of positivity on WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. Fitzy, I want to start this discussion of Red Sox success and momentum off with a question. Which aspect of the winning, the 10 wins in a row, the sweep after sweep after sweep against bad teams and then against good teams, which aspect of the formula for success or which reason they're winning is most likely to continue into the second half of the season?
So between the situational hitting, the improved defense, the bullpen, or the starting pitching, it better be the starting pitching. Because if it's the starting pitching, then the Red Sox are going to be in this all the way through. Situational hitting has been great. You know, they win four straight against, they've won 10 in a row, obviously, but they win four straight against Tampa. Three of those four games are one-run games. And this is what the Red Sox made a habit and reputation of losing for the first half of the season, and now they've taken that frown and turned it upside down. And the starting pitching has been the key. So I don't think Garrett Crochet is going to get gassed and be tired down the stretch. I think the guy is absolutely built for this. There's a reason why they call him the Beast. Lucas Giolito, with somebody else's UCL, has found a second gear and a whole new life to himself. And like you said earlier in the show, Brian Baio figured it out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly what it was. If there was one game that we can put our finger on, or if there was one certain something somebody told him to do differently. But this kid has figured it out now, and he is consistent. The whip is coming down. The wins are going up. These three guys all have ERAs two or less over their previous six starts, and that's what has carried them, and that's what will continue to carry them. So I think the starting pitching is at the forefront of what's been so great.
I agree. I think the starting pitching has been huge. I think, you know, we've talked about it a number of times with Alex Cora on our Wednesday interviews, which unfortunately we won't have this week because it is the All-Star break, and he'll be nursing a hangover from Coldplay. But so we'll talk to him a week from Wednesday. I'm just kidding. He'll be very responsible when he goes to Coldplay. Don't anybody tell me.
I'm going to go ahead and guess he won't. He strikes me as the kind of guy that would be smart enough to get a driver.
Okay, quick aside. Quick aside here before we get back into praising the Boston Red Sox and their starting pitching, because I agree with you. I think that has been at the forefront of the success. So after the other day, we were talking about Alex Cora's going to Coldplay. Fitzy's going to Coldplay. Ted Johnson's going to Coldplay. My son is going to Coldplay. Everybody's freaking going to Coldplay.
Yeah, it's like Taylor Swift for old married people. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have really any interest. I got some texts from, let's just say, inside the world of concerts. And was told, you should go to Coldplay. It is, without a doubt, the best show I've ever seen live, this person said. And this person has probably seen hundreds, maybe thousands of acts in outdoor concerts and said Coldplay is number one and it's not even close.
During the break, I'm going to have you real quick come back here. I just want to show you one video of Nick, A Star Full of Skies, one of their live performances that was in a similar venue like a stadium. Andy, it's an experience. I'm pretty sure when you walk into the venue, they give everyone wristbands.
They do.
Light up with the music.
Okay, so whatever.
It's
I've been
crazy.
To Super Bowls. They do that at Super Bowls too. Been there, done that.
Yeah, but it's to me,
great
it's
story.
The quality. Yeah, to me, it's the quality. It's just the audio quality. Like, they sound as good, if not better, than they do on your MP3 player, your CD, whatever. Like, it's just, and also their music just cuts through and gets straight in. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
So tell me why I can't just sit by the fire pit, put their music on, maybe get a flashlight that I just click on and off, pointed towards the sky, and call it a night.
Oh, can we do that anyway? Kind of like an anti-Coldplay concert? We'll all come down to Dartmouth?
Yeah. Not you, because you've been invited many times and you've blown me off. So I'm stop inviting you. Dan Ball, come on down if you'd like.
All right.
You blew me off too many times.
I'll be sneaking in like I do everywhere else.
You know how you just made the list? It's the opposite. You just got removed from the list. You're no longer on the list. But Fitzy, back to the Red Sox. I agree with you on the starting pitching. That is the key to this success. And I do think that Garrett Crochet is an ace. I'm not worried. Until his arm falls off, I'm not going to worry about his arm falling off. I'm just not. Like, he's an ace, a horse, a beast, big dude.
Besides, he's already on his second UCL. He's fine.
Right. All of that. I'm fine. Brian Baio has turned a corner. So I got two. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, I feel like I have two surefire, feel good, every 5 days, that guy's going to go out there and help me. Giolito wants to be the third. And if you get a third, I really like your chances. You're starting to put together, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But also... There's no saying it couldn't be anybody else. There's no saying your boy Walker Buehler couldn't turn a corner and suddenly be giving you six innings.
A second half
surge
maybe. From the old Buehler boy?
Like, his formula for failure is simple, so his formula for success is also simple. Don't walk people and then immediately give up a home run. That's a terrible way to pitch.
It's the worst 1-2 punch in all of boxing.
Avoid that. Do not walk somebody and then immediately give up a dong. If you avoid those, I like your chances, Walker Buehler. Okay. So if we think the pitching is at least semi-sustainable with Garrett Crochet and Brian Baio, I'm going to ask you the flip side question.
Okay.
Which aspect of the 10-game winning streak, the roll into the All-Star break, the recipe for their success is least sustainable? Which aspect of it do you have the most legitimate doubts about them continuing into and through the second half of the season?
I want to say the starting pitching just to be a thorn in the side of every listener who goes, wait a second, you just said the starting pitching was a position of strength. So I'm going to say the bullpen because, unfortunately, you know, Weissert was leading the American League in appearances as of just a couple of days ago. Chapman's appeared a lot recently, and it's not, you know, Chapman's 36.
But he looks awesome.
I know, but
he's
like
staring people down.
Does he hit a? Does he get tired at some point?
No, the man's a machine.
What about Whitlock? My guy.
Yeah, I don't trust your guy as much. He ebbs and flows a little bit more. Chapman, do you remember in the beginning of the year, I thought this team didn't have a closer. I was dubious of Chapman. Well, so were they.
Actually, Slayton was getting a number of ops early on as well.
They wanted Liam Hendricks to be the closer.
That was the competition in spring training.
In their infinite wisdom. And he wasn't, and Chapman has turned into one of the best closers in baseball and has been fun and great. And if you listen to Cora, there's a reason for it. He's an aging guy, and why is he still good? Because apparently he's a stickler to this routine that, like, lift twice a day, whether you pitch or not, go to the gym, got to get your nap in the right time, get to the ballpark at the right time.
Fine.
Lift, the whole thing. He's got, like, a whole, almost like a TB12 method thing going on for Aroldis Chapman. So I don't see any reason why he's like Crochet to me. I think this team right now has two things that I feel really good about. It's their ace pitcher, their number one pitcher, and their closer. And it's part of why I feel good about them if they make the postseason, because I have a ton of confidence in those two things. If I were to answer what I think is least sustainable, bullpen's a good answer because their bullpen has been really inconsistent at times this year. Really good, and then kind of ridden into the ground.
Rock solid the last week when called upon, though. Like, look what happens Friday. Andy, Dobbins goes down. Not only does he have to leave the game, the poor guy tore his ACL and is out for the rest of this year and who knows what next year. And then the bullpen comes in and just veritably locks it up. But I mean, they give up a few runs, but like...
That's the beauty of that when you do it in a one-off, a guy tore his ACL situation and not night after night because you all blow and get bounced from the game in the first or second inning. It's a lot easier to do that once in a while than it is to do that every night. That was part of the problem. And if you're right and I'm right and the starting pitching continues to be good, I think the bullpen will continue to be good because they won't be gassed. They won't be ever overworked and overstretched out. You know what I think is least sustainable? And it sucks because I kind of based my whole three-point stance around it and the likability of this team and he's the anti-Devers and all that. Seydown Rafaela has just been ridiculous lately. And I'm not sure he's ready to be if he plays the way he's playing, he's becoming a superstar before our eyes. He's becoming a Mookie Betts or whatever comp you want to make. And as much as I like him, and we had a texter earlier that was like, did you see his interview after the walk-off? Yes, I did. It was awesome. Brought up his mother and, you know, been dreaming of this my whole life. And I love everything about Seydown Rafaela. My only concern is a month and a half ago, you people, and me included, so we the people wanted to make that guy a freaking utility player. We weren't sure he was an everyday player. And, like, now we're saying he's ready to be a superstar full-time. Dan Ball.
He's got to prove that he's different from a season ago because he was a 304 hitter in June of last year, 287 in July, 260 in August, and then 191 in September.
But we already figured that out.
What do you mean?
I already figured that out.
You did. Congratulations. What'd you figure out?
You did. You want to let the rest of us know, Amazing Larry?
You actually helped me figure that out.
Oh, good for me. What did I help you figure out still?
Do you have CTE? You don't recall, Dan Ball?
No, not at all. What?
So I said earlier in the show that Seydown Rafaela is special. And yes. You told me in at-bats that matter, his average is higher than in at-bats that it doesn't, correct?
Anti-Devers, yeah.
What did this team do as the season wore on last year?
Get worse.
Faded. The at-bats became less important. So if you keep winning and you keep competing for wild card spots and you keep competing to chase the Blue Jays, every at-bat will matter, and therefore every at-bat for Rafaela will take advantage of his clutch nature, and he will be a better performer because of it. That's a solid argument.
It's fine, but like you know just as much as I do.
It's fine to you.
He fined me.
It's fine, but you know just as much as I do.
Why don't you double down on it now?
Do you want to hear it or no?
No, but actually, I do,
Dan. I was just being an antagonist.
What a concept. Thank you, Fitzy, for your support on that one. Andy, you know just as well as I do, he can't go as the Red Sox goes for us to say that he is a better player. He has to be the catalyst that helps the Red Sox get to that point versus responding to them playing more important games. Does that make sense?
Yes, sort of.
Because you're saying that, like, as they got worse, Rafaela got worse. Well, he needs to be better in order for the Red Sox to get
but
better.
But there is an intensity. There is a ratcheted up. Like, they even talk about this. We just mentioned closers. There's been closers over the years where if you bring them in non-save situations, they tend to stink.
They stink.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a certain, you know, what did he do the other day when he was going down first base, ice in his veins or whatever the kids are doing? That was not a Chuzz moment. That was a totally different ice in his veins moment that they all like to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there could be some truth to that. And if we're down 9-2 and the game's over, maybe he's not quite as locked in or dialed in. I don't know. I'm just saying maybe he's a guy that truly does, when the lights are brighter and the situation's bigger.
Yeah.
I
just like to see him elevate your floor. Let me know that your worst isn't going to be as bad as it was this season.
It won't be. He's a better player.
One thing we're missing here in this dialogue/debate is that if you're concerned that Rafaela could possibly fade as the season progresses, looking to the best, you know, the best numbers you possibly could, which would be last season, is that the supporting cast around him this season is significantly improved. Like, now that you've got Roman Anthony up, and Roman Anthony's on-base percentage is almost .400 over the last 4 weeks, and the kid's batting average is going up by the week, and Marcelo Meyer is putting things together. Bregman is back as well. Narvaez makes the pitching spot so much better as well. Duran is not hitting as well as he was at the All-Star break last year when he was an unlikely but still vaunted All-Star Game MVP, but he's playing better as well. The supporting cast and lineup for the Red Sox is more diverse and is better now than it has been in quite some time.
I'll co-sign on that. For the second time today, I'm going to completely agree with Fitzy. Who's to say Rafaela can't regress to just good, not super, and somebody else takes the super throne, whether it's Bregman, whether it's Anthony, whether it's Meyer for a week or two. We know
it's
Abreu.
Anthony wearing that belt, Andy, for
100%.
Sure.
And Abreu does the same thing. Abreu's got a little streakiness to him where there's times where he goes 4, 5, 8 days, and he's one of the best hitters in baseball. He did that early in the year. So he could do that. As long as they all don't go cold at the same time, and as long as you have a couple guys that are kind of tent poles in the lineup, and that's the depth of the lineup that we talk about, Cora's talked about, you've extended your lineup here a little bit, I think there's reason to be optimistic about the offense, even if my guy Rafaela, and don't forget Jarren Duran, assuming they don't trade him, could also get hot at any time. And we know
all of a sudden it could be last year it was June, this year it could be late July or even August. He could catch fire. And we know that with his hustle, heart, effort, and energy, and the fans behind him because they love him so much, that guy could carry the team by himself. And Abreu, I glossed over that as well. He's very streaky. He got hot again recently. He could, you know, he could cool off again, but either one of those guys is capable of carrying the offense. And also, Yoshida went down last year. Now he's come back, and that little pocket DH is doing a fine job.
Oh, don't be disrespectful. Why do we always have to bring up size? It's you people, you shamers.
He's adorable.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Boston Bar Guy, who is in Massachusetts. Okay, just tell me you don't want your name out there. What's up, Boston Bar Guy?
Hey, guys, how we doing? Fitzy, love you, baby.
You're the best, Boston Bar Guy.
So here I go, right? Right now, my son RJ and he was all mad when they got rid of Devers, and I said no, Devers had to go because he just wasn't a team guy. And I said, don't worry. And he was all mad. He's like, Devers at third, Story at short, and Bregman at second. I said, forget that. Okay, these young kids are going to come together, and this 10-game winning streak has been unbelievable for me because now I can get all over my son. Here's my deal for you guys. Story is finally earning his money, okay, which is huge for us. Okay, Bregman's back, which is, he's a leader, unbelievable. So here, Fitzy, here you go right here. We need a number two. So Texas stinks, so I'm going after Eovaldi, okay, and we're going to give up Christian Campbell and draft picks. We got to keep Duran. We got to keep him. We don't want to break up the team. You don't break up a team that's on a 10-game winning streak.
Thanks for the call, Boston Bar Guy. Somewhere there was a pen flying toward my head from Ted Johnson, so appreciate your call.
I enjoyed the call.
Of course you did. He thinks it's your show. Just Fitzy.
Well, excuse me.
There's three people on this show.
Am I allowed to have a fan or not?
No.
Look, you can't, I understand wanting to get a number two starter as well, just in case, to support the arms that could fatigue as the season progresses. However, if I'm going to trade a guy like Christian Campbell, who they just locked into a long-term deal, though I'm not want to do so, if I'm going to do that, Andy, it has to be an upside guy. It can't be a guy who may have peaked. Eovaldi's awesome. He's a hammer and he's a horse. But how many years left does he have versus what you may be giving up in Campbell?
I'll trade Campbell. I'm ready to move on from Campbell. Who was the last prospect that the Red Sox gave up that became great?
What time does the What Have You Done For Me Lately Society meet up?
Who was the last Red Sox prospect not named Jeff Bagwell that burned the Red Sox? Like, geez, we get so infatuated with these effing prospects that we're not willing to give them up to get veteran talent to win a frickin' World Series. Christian Campbell, good luck. We wish you well in your future endeavors. If you bring us a number two starter, then you gone, my friend. Jeez. No one. Wow. Dan Ball is now frantically Googling back there, doing ChatGPT and all these various ways trying to figure out.
No, it was a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Sometimes I have them.
Yeah, I know.
Every now and again.
Do you have an answer?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
It's a tough question.
While you type around and look for somebody not named Bagwell.
One does not overtly jump to mind.
And Bagwell, by the way, I think there were extenuating circumstances, and we may just leave it at that for the era that it was in Major League Baseball.
Oh, the allegations, stones, please.
I just said it was a certain era. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Leon in New Hampshire. What's up, Leon?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller. I've been listening probably for a couple months now.
Thank you.
Happy to have you, buddy.
I called in earlier.
Tell a friend.
Yeah, thank you. I called in earlier before work, and I didn't make it, but I wanted to don't know if you guys remember who was talking about that earlier, but they said trading Roman Anthony for Skeens, and one person said hell yeah, and the other person said hell no. And I just wanted to say first, definitely would do that in a heartbeat. Wouldn't even think about it.
I cut him off early.
Wow. First-time
caller. What is it? The second someone steals the spotlight from you, you kick him to the curb? Come on.
Call
back Leon, and you'll go right to the front of the line. I apologize. I thought you were done. You had a long pause after your Skeens thing.
He's not telling a friend now.
Please do.
Yeah, I know.
Jeremy, we're begging you. Begging you.
That's it.
I did hear this
Christian Arcand at night. Go ahead and listen to him. He won't cut you off.
Damn it, I won't.
He used to cut people off more. He's a little more willing.
No,
with
he just
night
ignored
show
them before.
Yeah. But Paul Good Skeens, point. This has been a little rumbling. Somebody wrote this like 4 months ago. They put together like a Skeens trade package for a few teams. The Red Sox were one of those teams. Roman Anthony is the centerpiece of the package. And I heard this making the rounds. Would you trade Roman Anthony for Paul Skeens? Like, obviously, there'd probably be more layers to it. You would not. Why not?
I would not.
Why not?
I think Roman Anthony he looks the part of the complete player. You heard my comp, the Fred Lynn by Bryce Harper, like, just looks like he's it. Would you have traded Bryce Harper a few years ago for Paul Skeens?
Let's go back to the phone lines because Leon, sorry to ignore your question, Fitzy.
Thank you, Leon. No,
Leon has called back, and I'm going to apologize for the quick trigger, Leon, but appreciate you calling back. What was the rest of your post-Paul Skeens argument?
I was just going to say that I think, I've learned over the years, this obviously way out of left field here, doesn't have anything to do with real life, but awesome. In our fantasy baseball league, the way that we have it set up, we've learned also that a lot of the time hitters are going to be better long-term than pitchers because they can score points for you every day. So I think that kind of simulates to real life as well, to where obviously hitters can put points on the board for you. Obviously pitchers can yield points from being scored on you, but that's why it's a tough call between them. But I don't know who would say no to Skeens at all. For that. And then the last thing I did want to say earlier too is I know none of you guys care, but my nephew was born on the day the streak started, by the way.
I love that. All right. Hopefully you end up naming. Hopefully his name is Champ because that's what he's going to be come October, early November.
Any of you guys want to apologize to me, Dan Ball?
For what?
That his last point wasn't a sports take.
Neither of his last two were. He told me fantasy football tells him you score more points with everyday players than you do with.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
You said baseball. He did say points instead of runs. I will give you that.
And do you believe that everyday players win more for you than pitchers? What's more important, dominant starting pitching or everyday players?
Everyday players, just from a percent, like play every single day. And longevity. They'll play longer versus pitchers.
Michael Trout would beg to differ.
Okay. Give me another example that fits your argument.
Lots of them. Lots of good players don't win. Like Rafi Devers. You've had a great hitter for 5 years. Your team
stinks.
He's
a fine player.
You haven't had an ace. What's different this year with the Red Sox?
He cost you runs in the field, for the love of God.
What's different this year with the Red Sox? Oh, I believe they have an ace who every 5 days goes out there and pitches like an absolute beast. That's why his nickname is the Beast. And that's why you are a potential wild card or better team.
And Andy, they had Chris Sale in 2017. And what happened in 2017? They went to the playoffs and lost.
They're also 21-10 since they called up Roman Anthony, but, whatever. Starting pitcher.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, oops.
Oh, and that's on.
Don't
come
let
on,
the facts
man
get in the way. Oops.
That's on Anthony and not Giolito, Bayo, and Crochet with a combined ERA of in whatever the heck it is. You know the numbers.
What it was
it's
I
good
read off several times in the show, yes.
Good Lord, Dan Ball. Don't prostitute yourself to those type of arguments. And you're better than that, my friend.
And don't let Andy trying to swing a bunch of facts in your face just to try to bolster his argument.
And maybe I'm an idiot
about your
for this take.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls. We'll try to squeeze them in. But up next, it's Monday. We're coming up on 5:30. That means one thing. It is time for the Fitzy 5 Fitzy. Give me a quick teaser in a couple words. What is the topic or tease for today's Fitzy 5?
You are a superman today, Andy, and it'll be quite the heroic Fitzy 5.
Ooh, a super Fitzy 5 up next here after Dan Ball gives us what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fitzy, you got to say it how Andy can understand it. Rhymes with Superman is what we're going to be talking about next. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by MassMutual. Thank you. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the 4-game sweep over the Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Bayo with his 6th win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. The Sox enter the All-Star break in 3rd in the American League East and in the 2nd wild card spot in the AL. 1 game behind the Yankees reason both the two teams are also currently tied in the win column. In other Red Sox news, the team drafted the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft yesterday. First round, 15th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Two players in the second round, 33rd overall, right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee, and 75th overall, infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. And finally, in the third round, 87th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh with plus 300 odds to win. Then it's O'Neill Cruz plus 330. James Wood plus 400. Byron Buxton plus 850. Matt Olson plus 900. Stiz and I have him as the winner. Junior Caminero at plus 950. Brent Rooker plus 1,000. And Jazz Chisholm at plus 1,400. The All-Star Game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. The Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in summer league play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. And from around the league, the Mavericks are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the remainder of the NBA Summer League. He scored 31 points on Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. Red Sox are off for a couple days, but when the Red Sox do resume play on Friday, don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil on Friday, beginning at 1:20 p.m. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens on a Monday. Coming up here on the Fitzy 5, which I hear will be super, but super quick. Let's go back to the phone line, squeeze in a couple calls here that have been waiting. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Needham. Matt, what is your... What is your discussion tonight?
Hey, how's it going? I don't want to harp on Craig Breslow too much, but they just missed a prospect I loved in the draft. Out of Penn State, Michael Ciccolella. This guy's got a rocket for an arm. He's an animal with the bat that he should be friggin' locked up.
All right, thanks for the call, Matt.
Watch it, mister.
I'm not sure that that's a real person or we're being pranked, because I'm not going to pretend to have any idea about missed prospects in the MLB draft.
If you want to get into any misstep that's been made by Breslow, who obviously has had a much better season than he hasn't, maybe it was dealing away Quinn Priester for dimes on the dollar, because you could probably use that extra arm right about now. But aside from that, it had a pretty damn good year.
All right, let's go to Kevin in the truck. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, how you doing? Sorry to hesitate there, guys.
No problem.
No worries, Kevin.
In favor of the everyday player over the mercenary that you're going to trade for. What's the age? How long do you have him for? Is he going to be a Cy Young candidate? Because if you get me even a lower-level all-star that's going to give me 10 years, if I'll trade Roman Anthony, because right now that pitcher is better than him today. But the team trading that pitcher is counting on he's going to be better for the next 12 years while you get maybe three.
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin. Yeah, I mean, there's a debate. I did get a little assistance from the text line who had a very pointed argument or reply to the pitcher versus everyday player. 508 said Mike Trout, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Ichiro, and Ted Williams. Combined, zero rings. What that proves? I don't know, but I like the argument. It makes it sound really cool when you put fancy Hall of Fame names next to it like that, Dan Ball. But now, it's 5:30. It's Fitzy's time on the show. Let's go to a Super Fitzy 5.
And now, we go deep inside the mind of a mad fan.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm weird. I'm a weirdo.
Where we rank him up, or is it counting down? It doesn't really matter either way. Here's the Fitzy Five. Fitzy
Five. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. It's the Fitzy Five for Monday, July 14th, 2025. On the heels of the newest, latest iteration of Superman, the last son of Krypton, making $125 million at the box office and receiving reviews of herald acclaim. And from our own Andy Hart, we believe five Johnsons as well.
Five massive Johnsons.
I liked it that much, huh?
Stiz did not like my description of how much I liked
Johnsons.
Movies.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it. It's definitely one
Wait
of my
for
top
the Lakers.
Five.
Remember Massive Johnson?
One of my top five superhero movies at this point. Definitely the best DC movie that's been made. Hopefully igniting a run of DC movies here. My wife went with me. She cried during it. That's just a little insight into the fact that it's not just a dork pod type movie, that it is a well-rounded movie. Loved it.
I'd love to hear that as well. I've heard one in many say that it is a spectacular movie, bringing new life to Superman, the DC universe as well. I haven't seen it, but I'll take the kids to see it later this week. That did get me thinking, hey, is this guy have any chance to crack my top five of all-time superhero movies? Then I had to put together my top five superhero movies because it's time for the Fitzy Five. So let's go. Here is Fitzy's top five superhero movies coming in at number five.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me? Who's got you?
That's right. 1978. You'll believe a man can fly. David Corn-Sweat has a lot of work to do, and he's got it cut out for him if he thinks he's going to top the great Christopher Reeve in the original Superman, as directed by Richard Donner. Written, Andy, curiously enough as well, by the great Mario Puzo, who wrote the novel to and screenplay for a movie most people, many consider the greatest of all time, The Godfather.
I knew that. If this was quiz with Stiz, I would have got that. Damn it.
How about, wow, Andy would have been, wow, you would have been my movie lifeline for Superman and Mario Puzo. Yeah. How about that? That's the intersection of Never Saw It Coming, and how do you like that? Anyway, the original Superman, some say Superman 2 is the better film, but I say you can't have the sequel without the original, which is still iconic to this day. That's my Superman. Number four is going to catch you off guard, because not only is it one of the best superhero movies, but it's also the best of its kind in a different category.
Just did it for 2 months.
The
public is in danger!
My evening's in danger!
You tell me what my suit is, woman! We are talking about the greater good!
Greater good? I am your wife! I'm the greatest good you are ever gonna get!
We still haven't found his supersuit, or rather, later on that day, Frozone was able to find his supersuit. Andy, of course, I am talking about 2004's The Incredibles. Did you ever see The Incredibles?
Absolutely.
Not only is it one of the greatest animated movies, I think it's a top five Pixar movie, and it's a top five superhero movie. Retired parents that were superheroes, now trying to live a family life, called back into action when a sycophant of Mr. Incredible named Syndrome is voiced by, from My Name is Earl, Jason Lee, decides that he wants to challenge and take over the entire world. So the entire family suits up as directed by and created by the great Brad Bird, who did Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, and what I believe is the greatest animated film of all time, The Iron Giant. Laughs, thrills, cheers, spills, everything you would possibly want and need in a superhero movie. Now we take a more dramatic and darker turn.
Turn Spider-Man to me.
How do I find him?
Peter Parker.
Find Spider-Man, or I'll peel the flesh off her bones.
There are bigger things happening here than me and you.
While one and many of us enjoyed Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man, rather, from 2002, it was 2004's Spider-Man 2, which really, really, really breathed life back into the franchise for its emotional twists and turns. Dr. Otto Octavius, trying to save the world, goes a little too far and becomes a madman, becoming Dr. Octopus. And he can only be stopped by a young burgeoning scientist who has now watched his idol turn into a supervillain in young Peter Parker. It's got villains, it's got heroes, it's got thrills. It's such an emotional movie as well. Spider-Man 2 is a spectacular film on every level, and it also will be re-released in theaters this August. Did you ever see Spider-Man 2, Andy?
Of course. If it's a superhero movie, in all likelihood, I've seen it. I can't say everyone, but yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I don't know that it would be in my top five, but it was a good movie. I'm not a Spider-Man guy, really.
Okay. I mean, some people even aren't Spider-Man guys, but they still thought it was great. Now, if we're talking about everything that you love in a superhero movie coming together with so many storylines, so many effects, so big, almost too huge to handle, but only one movie could possibly put them all together in the culmination of so many incredible storylines, it would be...
Avengers!
Assemble. No!
Oh my God, if you're not all up in your superhero feels right now, how Avengers Endgame was pulled off, how they were able to top Infinity War, how they were able to weave so many characters seamlessly into an absurd narrative where people go into a nanoverse to reverse time to stop a supervillain who has murdered half of the world trying to bring peace, justice, and balance to the galaxy with a single snap of the finger. That is correct, Andy. And of course, the words, "and I am Iron Man," will never mean the same thing again. It's emotional. It is spectacular. You cheered out loud. I just got goosebumps all over again. Is that in your top five, Andy?
It is in my top five. That is one of the movies that I think any superhero movie will always be compared to. And I will also tell you, in the theater, they cheered, just like they cheered yesterday when I was at Superman.
Yeah, remember those videos of that scene that you just played? And the whole theater losing its mind.
There were two, Stiz, I still have a couple of them saved on a YouTube playlist. There's Avengers Assemble, when Mjolnir, the hammer of Thor, goes into Captain America's hand. And the other one is when Captain Marvel comes from out of nowhere and flies into Thanos' ship and blows it all up. Ah,
fun time is just type into YouTube Avengers Theater Reaction. Super fun.
Talk about superhero 6 to midnight. Now, that may be the best, the most impressive, $300 million, a cast of thousands, unbelievable effects, end credits that last longer than most of our segments on WEI Afternoons. However, it's not my favorite. My favorite is still a certain character who is the Dark Knight of Gotham. But, Andy, this will be a little bit of a hot take. It is not the one that you probably think it is.
Ninjutsu employs explosive powders.
As weapons?
Or distractions. Theatricality and deception are powerful agents. You must become more than just a man in the mind of your opponent.
You must become more than just
a farmer
in the mind of your opponent. Those words were spoken by Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul, as the mentor and ultimate enemy of Christian Bale's Batman in the wildly underrated, spectacular, favorite Christopher Nolan movie, favorite Batman movie, favorite superhero movie of mine, Batman Begins from 2005.
Good.
What?
Good.
Good?
Yeah. I still prefer Bane in terms
of... Oh, you're a Dark Knight. I had no idea that was the case, Andrew.
And mainly because of Bane. I think that's one of the great villainous characters in the history of...
Better than Joker?
It's pretty close.
Heath Ledger's Joker?
Because I didn't know Bane. Joker, you know Joker. Everybody knows Joker. You go back to whatever version of Joker you're getting.
Yeah, he lost to that Italian guy this weekend at Wimbledon.
But terrible. Terrible. Don't. Why do you
laugh? No.
That only
reasonably
encourages
witty and
him.
Topical. Stop
that
it.
Only encourages him. But yeah, I'm a Bane guy. But yeah, okay. Good. Also good.
A lot of people are going to say, Fitzy, what are you, nuts? What are you, high? What are you, drunk? You could be all three. Maybe. Not right now. But it's not The Dark Knight for me. I know everyone says it's The Dark Knight because of Heath Ledger, because of everything that comes together. That movie is so dramatic, so unbelievable. The story is just the twist, the turns. I just love the way that they explained how a superhero could actually come into existence with science, with logic, and an actual reality to it. So that's why that will always be my favorite. Plus, I saw it in Turkey, and they took a smoke break during the movie. So, my top five superhero movies on the Fitzy Five for Monday, July 14th, 2025, as I look forward with great anticipation to James Gunn's Superman. Number five, the original Superman. Number four, The Incredibles. Number three, Spider-Man 2. Number two, Avengers Endgame. And number one, Batman Begins. And there it is, your Fitzy Five, Andy.
Coming up on WEEI Afternoons, thank you, Fitzy. That was a tremendous five. Rich Keefe somewhere loved it. If not, he'll catch it on the replay on the Odyssey app if he wants to rewind and get your top five superhero movies. Up next, we'll talk about the sort of inspiration for that list. Superman is out in theaters. I did something I don't ever do. I went to the movie theater and watched a movie that cost me $30 even in a Sunday performance.
Andy.
And we're going to talk about it next here on Odds and Ends on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope, and anticipation. the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The movie is ridiculous. First of all, forget the political innuendos, and they're about as subtle as a jackhammer. I don't care about that. I'm not getting into that.
Mike Francesa apparently has to chime in and try to be the wet blanket and ruin the fun of moviegoers everywhere, because most of the world is celebrating Superman.
That's
right. Most of the world enjoyed it, Fitzy. If you go to Rotten Tomatoes, I want to say like the fan meter or whatever is like 94 or something.
It's not, yeah, it's an 82 from critics and a 95 on Roddy T's from the fans.
So that's all I care about. I don't care about the critics. They don't know what they're watching. They try to overthink it like Mike Francesa. Anyway, time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS. It's also time for our league leaders and Who's Circling the Drain, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. And you're like, wait, you guys usually talk about sports when you do the Drains by James thing. Nope, we're talking about movies, because James Gunn, who has taken over the DCU universe, took over Superman, guy was involved with Marvel, Guardians of the Galaxy, and he took over. And a lot of pressure on him, Fitzy, because if this Superman movie failed, you might not see much from DC in the future. They've really stumbled with the Batman versus Superman, the
Suicide Squad reboots didn't
Justice
do very well.
League.
Like the Justice League movies were huge. They've replaced Superman, obviously, but the James Gunn reboot right now is basically DC's last major big budget stab at trying to reach some of the heights and pinnacles that Marvel did in the past decade.
So they would have been circling the drain as a superhero business for DC, and yet they are not, because Superman is rolling in the dough. He is getting word of mouth. He is getting high praise from critics and fans alike. $100 plus $20 million opening box office in the U.S. Over $240, I think I saw, internationally. This is well on its way to being a potentially billion-dollar film for them, and this will open the doors and keep the doors open for future DC films and a universe. You're going to see Supergirl down the road, I think. You're going to see some offshoot movies. You'll probably see more Superman. You'll see everything. And that's where we're going to be, because I went to see it yesterday morning, 10:45. Although they don't tell you, 10:45 movies actually start at 11:16 because of the stupid 31 minutes
it's
of previews.
You got to know, Andy, never show up on time. Like it's almost like a suggested arrival time. You got to know it's at least a bare 20, maybe 25.
Okay, well, now I know, and I'll go later. They also don't tell you how expensive the movies are these days. Even with 20% off at 10:45 on a Sunday morning, it cost me $30. Anyway, great movie. Loved it. 2 hours. Tremendous. Didn't feel slow. I laughed. I cried. I was entertained. My wife cried. There is humor. Crypto, as we all saw in the bobblehead that was given away at Fenway Park,
He's a little show stealer, isn't he?
Oh, my God. He's so good. And yes, I know he's CGI. How can you be attached to a CGI dog? Well, I don't know. That's the beauty of movie making business. I was attached to a CGI dog with a cute ear in the movie, and he plays a key part in this movie. But everything you've read and heard about it online, the fact that it's a more emotional Superman, right? He has weaknesses.
Human,
he's vulnerable,
right?
Human, whatever you want to call it. He is that, but he's also entertaining. There's
humor.
How'd
you like the actor who played him, David Corenswet?
I liked it. He looks a lot like Henry Cavill when you like are looking at it. You're like, he kind of looks like a blend between him and somebody else, and you don't really get it. But no, he does a great job with it. Lois Lane is phenomenal. Can you give do you have the actress's name on that, Fitzy?
Rachel Brosnahan.
Rachel Brosnahan is tremendous. And Lex Luthor.
Nicholas Holt, who was also awesome as young Beast in the X-Men movies.
He steals the film. He is tremendous.
Wow.
You care about the characters. The character development is good. And there is a scene. I also need to remind people the trailers weren't that good, because I didn't even really want to see the movie based off trailers, and now I love the movie. So don't hold the trailers against it. But one of the scenes you see in the trailers is a quick cut of Lois Lane interviewing Clark Kent, Superman, who we all know from the stories. She's also dating and blah, blah, blah.
is one of my favorite superhero movie scenes of all time. It's very well written. It's a back and forth. It's a relationship. It's the dialogue is good. So I think that is a phenomenal scene. But overall, I'm not going to give any spoilers or anything like that. But I think it's very, for a cheapskate like me who never goes to the movies, to tell you to go to the movies, it's worth it. I won't do that very often. I'm no Rich Keith. Not going to tell you every week there's a great movie in the theater. But if you like superhero movies and you like Superman, which I do, I would go see Superman because I think it's phenomenal, Fitzy.
It seems like a great time to find a movie like that that also represents hope, that represents optimism, because that's everything that Superman aspires to do. Bring hope, bring good, bring a little justice, and bring about just a general feeling of goodness, which too many movies, even if they're thrilling, action-packed, etc., don't deliver on, Andy.
Also being accused of taking Rich Keefe's take about Superman movie and DC's future as his own, that's the take of the world. It's called reality. Everybody knew, James Gunn knew, that if he didn't make a great movie that got watched, that the future of DC and Superman was in trouble. That's not anyone's take. That's the truth. That's facts. That's out there. You don't get to own those, Rich Keefe. Get over yourself and you and your texters in all caps. Also joining us now, real quick, for a little crossover here, 4 hours of the Christian Arcan show tonight. Also, I think it's their official Christian Arcan show holiday because the Dong Report is all tonight is about. It's the home run derby. It's just dong after dong after dong. It's a Christian Arcan dream.
Yes, it is the highest holy days of all the holy days on the calendar here on the Christian Arcan show with the Dong Report. And we will have a special mega dong report coming your way at 9:30 tonight.
I loved Godzilla versus Everybody, Mega Dong.
Magnum dong.
You okay? Fan of that
you're getting
as well.
Choked up because you're talking dongs?
No, it's because I wolfed down my pizza to come in here and do a crossover with you guys because the other 3 hours of the show is going to be my review of the Wu-Tang Clan concert on Friday,
which I
went to and which was tremendous. Very, very good show.
You had a good time. Red Sox are winning. You're at Wu-Tang.
I missed Rafaela's walk-off because I was rocking out with the RZA and the Jizza and, you know, Method Man
Excuse
and everybody
me?
Else.
Can we say that on the radio?
Yes.
That's his name?
That's his name.
These are their handles, yes.
It's not a description. It's a name. I'm just making
Listen
sure.
Listen to one Wu-Tang song for me once, Andy, please.
Is there one that I know?
Probably, yeah.
Can you give me, like, real quick, what's the most popular or most...
Cash rules everything around me.
Excuse me?
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill,
I think you guys are 0-for-1.
Come
Doesn't
on.
Doesn't sound familiar
you
in
know,
that
You
version.
Know it if you heard it.
All right, you know it if you'd hear it. It's the Christian Arcan Show. It's 6 to 10 tonight. Extra dong special night. Home run derby we'll be watching. Let's go, Cal Raleigh. Big dumper. I got my money on you, buddy. Put that big bum into every swing you got there and knock the ball out of the ballpark. We'll be back tomorrow. Andy and Fitzy. Fitzy, you're actually off for the next couple days, getting a little ice cream time with the fam. Ted Johnson will be in the house. Dan Ball, Stiz, we'll all be back 2 to 6 tomorrow. WEEI Afternoons, enjoy the Home Run Derby.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.